Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 35. Say to those with an anxious heart, anxious, what's that mean? Well, it could be worried, okay? It could also be brooding fear or extreme uneasiness of mind. What are its causes? Well, could be for some, you're at an amusement park, and you get on some kind of ride that sends you off into the stratosphere up in an incredible speed. Or it could be you're up there in the stratosphere already, and you're out on a water slide, and you're looking down at that slide, and it looks like it's going down at a 90-degree angle. Or maybe you're out in the mountains somewhere, and you jump off a cliff into a river just for fun. Maybe that's what gives you an anxious heart. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's, well, you've been putting off going to the doctor for a long time. We've talked about that before. You know, and you go there, and then all of a sudden, well, you get that diagnosis that you didn't want to hear. Or maybe you're a procrastinator. Yeah. Okay? That date seems so far off, and now all of a sudden it's right around the corner. It's right on top of you. And you got to get that thing done. That thing that's been bothering you. Well, what are the physical effects of having an anxious heart, you know, brooding about things, uneasiness of mind? Well, for some, could be nervous sweats. Maybe that's what you got. You get all nervous and you start to sweat about those kinds of things. Maybe it affects your appetite. You no longer have an appetite. Or maybe you do, and you feel like eating, you go ahead and eat, and then all of a sudden, that which you ate, it doesn't set well on your stomach. Perhaps not sleeping well at night because your mind is going a mile a minute. You just can't get that thing that's bothering you out of your mind. And then we hear this from Scripture, say to those with an anxious heart, don't worry, be happy, right? That's what he's saying. Well, let's take a closer look at that this morning here and find out exactly what God has in mind. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. And with the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Be strong, fear not. Yeah, sure, right, but that's exactly what God's saying. It's like, hey, don't worry about this, I've got this. God will come with vengeance. Okay, meaning that, well, hey, God's going to come here and retaliate for all that has happened. Okay, he's going to come to all those people there, and the payback is going to be big. It's going to be God who's the one doing these things. Because people sure have been racking up a bunch of stuff for him to be angry about. But also, too, though, what else is going to come besides vengeance? He's going to come back with a recompense of God. And how would you describe that? Well, it's something along the lines of, well, being compensated for damages that have been incurred. Think about that. It's kind of like getting an insurance check for the damages. That's what recompense means. But the trouble with that statement, though, as we hear that, is that your God will come. God's going to arrive. But when? When is he going to come? That's the real challenge that we always have. When is God going to do something about it? Because you see, that's so true for our society today, is it not? Okay? Remember back in the day, young people aren't going to remember this, but some of the older folks are, when you wanted cash, what'd you have to do? You had to write out a check for cash, all right, there on the line, and then go to the bank and then hope that they're open and get there before noon on a Saturday, so they will, so you can get some cash. But what do we have now? ATM machine, right? You can get it anywhere. You go to a gas station and get money. Remember one time going to the bank there, sticking that card in there, got some cash out, and one of my kids at the time, very young, said, hey, Daddy, you won! That's kind of how we are, because, you know, we want things right then and there, do we not? Movies on demand, you want to watch them when you want to watch them, when you got that time. But then, when we hear from Scripture there that 1,000 years is as a day to the Lord, well, we don't want to hear that. That's forever. So, what are we going to do? Well, how's God going to come? And when's he going to do that and save us? Well, Isaiah says Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. Really? When's that going to happen? Well, if we go to our gospel reading for today, what do we find? It's talking about Jesus. Then he returned to the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened and his tongue was released and he spoke plainly. You see, God came. Jesus came and did exactly what Isaiah prophesied. The deaf man could hear. He could now speak plainly. God has come just like he prophesied. Why doubt? Well, you might be thinking, it's like, well, wait a minute, Pastor. We're talking about Isaiah here, right? Yeah. Well, Isaiah lived 800 years before Jesus was born. You know, I don't have that kind of time to wait around for God to act. Well, I think perspective always helps put things in clearer mind. Got a rope here with me. All right, on the end of this rope here, okay, I've got put some tape. All right, put some duct tape on the end of that there. And that's going to represent our life. So, got 4 inches here, and let's just say that this represents 100 years. Now, I met a gal the other night, okay? Her mom is 103 right now, doing okay, getting up, walking around. Doesn't have very good eyesight, but, you know, outside of that, doing okay. One of my previous congregation, she had a goal of living to 100 because she wanted to dance on her birthday. She got there to 100 and danced on her birthday. So, going to use that as an example. All right, so here on the end here, well, that's when we're born, okay? And here we go throughout our life, and so up to this part, like say like right here is when we're going to school, getting educated, then we get a job, and then we work all this part over to about right here because we want to earn as much money as we can so then we can retire about right here and then spend all the rest of that money then on our retirement. Now, there we are. So, what do you think? We can make that. But yet, at the same time, though, as we go throughout our life, certain things happen to us, do they not? All right, so say like maybe this one point in time here in our life, and something has happened to us, and we get a little anxious about it. And then there's times in which we have some peace in here, and then there's another anxious moment. And we're wondering, does God really care about us? Is he going to save me? Are you sure? Well, remember our gospel lesson here for today. Jesus came, right? Jesus came and fulfilled the prophecy by healing people as he healed that deaf man who could now hear, no longer mute, who could speak. You see, Jesus came because we needed saving. Saving from what? Our sins. All those things that perhaps we got ourselves into that makes us have those anxious moments, okay? He died for those. But he also rose from the grave for those same things, giving us hope. Hope of everlasting life. Everlasting life. Let's take a look at that. You know, if you take this tape here, and like I say, that's 100 years there, and if you fold it over there, well, there's 100 years of eternal life. And if you do it again, all right, so here we go. And now we got 200 years of eternal life, all right? So there's like 3 sections there. That's a foot. All right, so now you can go out to, what, 3 feet here like this? That's 1,000 years. What do you think? Well, sometimes I think it's even a little bit more of a challenge for us to think about what eternal life is like. All right, you know, we can just kind of roll it down here and let it go. On this roll here, I've got 200 feet of rope. All right? Now, this particular spool is not full. But if you were to take a look at this spool here and all of this here, there would be 600, okay? 600 units of this 100-year tape, okay? What does that mean? That means on this spool right here is 60,000 years of eternal life. Now imagine, if you will, there were 10 full spools up here. If you just take those 10 right there, just like that, 10 times, what, the 60,000? That's 600,000 years of eternal life. And if you had 100 up here, we're talking 6 million years of eternal life. Now you're starting to get the perspective of what eternal life is all about. Why don't we spend more time focusing on this part of our life? Because too often we're focused on just this part, right? You know, there's things in here which make us anxious. What is it that's keeping you from focusing on eternal life? You see, this is where we need to turn those things over that bug us over to Jesus. You see, this part of our life is all about faith and trust. You see, this is the recompense of God. This is the reward for our faith. Focus on that part the next time that you're getting a little bit anxious. And it's just a moment in time right here. Might feel like eternity at the time. I get that. Okay. All right. I get that. But what's the reality? It's still a moment in time, and God has saved you for all eternity. And who's that through? Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now I'm going to leave eternal life up here on the altar steps. So when you come up, make sure you don't trip on it and begin eternal life a little quicker.